So far, we've seen a fully commitment on that agreement. We haven't seen any air strike moving on the Khartoum sky. We haven't heard about fire gun from the many parts of the capital. We haven't seen any official allegations or complaint from any of these two parties. And we haven't seen any sort of military movement. So I can describe Khartoum today as quiet as ever before, at least for these last 2 months. And every single person in this capital can see the difference between the conflict and the introduction of the peace. I think Sudanese people deserve a comprehensive peace.
There is a Sudan humanitarian donor conference taking place on Monday, June 19. Do you think because of this donor conference that this ceasefire, which is especially for humanitarian purposes, can hold?
That, I think, in my opinion, is a positive movement from the international organization and international community. As we do know, there is 25 million Sudanese people desperate for aid, and they are running out of food and basics. So the international comes in the time, in its time. And I think there would be two problems, as you know. One, we don't see an official Sudan administration. And that would be one of the problems. I think there is a lack of trust from the international toward this ongoing administration. And also there is a lack of, a deficit of trust from the Sudanese people as well. So I think the organization need to see the way they can operate the aid directly to the residents. That's number one. Number two, I think a short-term ceasefire agreement isn't enough to allow the organization can reach out the desperate people are living there in the cities and out that are outside the cities. So the international conference require, in my opinion, at least a 1 month or 2 months ceasefire agreement, because without the ceasefire agreement would be no way for the organization to find the corridors to go directly for the desperate people.